I dag skal vi ta en reise til Piemonte, og denne gangen skal vi få lov å møte en ekte italiener. En vassekte en. Det blir gøy. Hjertelig velkommen til en ny episode av Kjell Svinkjeller, og ikke minst deg, Tom. Tom Amrati Løvås, Bryns store sønn, eller hva du liker å kalle deg. I dag, Tom, så vi så heldige at vi skal få lov å prate med italiener, og vi har øvd oss på engelsk. I'm a boy, og he, she, it is, og så videre, og så videre. Du klar?
Ja, vi må snakke utenlandsk med han. Han kan ikke juge på seg godt norsk, det klarer han ikke. Men vi skal til Piemonte. Og vi skal straks slå over på engelsk, for dere får forberede dere der ute. Dette blir jo stas. Men vi kan jo si så mye som at vi skal til Tenuta Caretta.
Vi skal til Tenuta Caretta. De holder til i Piemonte, og de er veldig kjent for å lage barbera. Og det er vi nordmenn veldig glad i å drikke, så dette her kommer til å bli rett og slett hyggelig. Skal vi knipse over på engelsk?
Det skal vi. So very welcome to you, Enzo. How are you?
Buongiorno. Thank you. Everything is okay. And first of all, thank you for inviting me here today and to share this time with you. I really enjoy.
Tell me a little bit about this Tenuta Caretta winery.
Tenuta Caretta, it's the first important thing is to remember it's a family company. There is an historical family from Alba called Miroglio family. They are really from the grandfather, they are really into the wine since they were kids. And they bought this wine in 1985. They are in different business, but with this great passion for wine. So it's a family company. It's a winery that back to 1467. So it's an historical winery. In 2022, we made this big event in Italy in Tenuta Caretta with for the celebration of 155 years, which was amazing. We had a gala dinner with the opera concert. With amazing wine from our production. So it was so nice. So it's history, family, and the third important point from us is producing wine with our own vineyard. Tenuta Caretta is a winery that's by wine, that's by grape. We just produce what we have. That's a key point.
So it's your own grapes that you're using?
Yeah.
Are you a big winery? You'll see that?
No, I would not say that. We are important in terms of property, yes, but we are not big. In total, between Lange, Roero and Monferrato, we own 120 hectares. In the average, it looks big. But the fact that we do not buy grape or we do not buy wine makes sense because we have a production of 3,000 bottles for one wine, 6,000 bottles. So we can be considered also a small wine in that sense.
But you make all the wines from Piemonte? You have the Roero, Anise,
yes.
Barolo,
Yes, because we have vineyard in all the three important areas of the region, which is Lange, Roero, and Monferrato. As we have property in these three areas, we cover all the representative wine of the region, which is as a white wine, Arneis, of course, Roero. And then we have the most important wine as a red wine, so Barbera, which is our crucial wine, and then Nebbiolo in a different expression, Barbaresco, Barolo. We do also different expression of bubble. We have vineyard in Altalanca, which is the new denomination, the champagne or metodo classico in Piemonte, where we produce Brut, Blanc de Blanc, Padosé, Altalanga, where we have 11 hectares. And we have also some niche things where we produce, I think we are really somewhere also unique in that sense. We also produce a bubble of Nebbiolo. Mm. We have a Metodo Classico Nebbiolo, 18 months on the lease, super, very authentic in that sense. We do also some niche project like Lange Riesling in Altalanga. So we are 650 meters of altitude. We bought, because we believe this climate change was a great opportunity, we bought vineyard in north exposure, which today give a lot of advantage to us because of this important climate change. So let's say that we cover all the most important representative grape of the vineyard in Piedmont, of the wine in Piedmont. But one important thing, the heritage that we have, the historical part that we have, because don't forget, Tenuta Garretta produced wine since more than 500 years. So yeah. It's an important point.
You've been around since the 1400s.
Not you, but
yeah, of course.
But so you are all rounder. You have like everything. But you're from Alba, or the winery is from Alba. So basically, that's the Barbera area, isn't it?
Yes, we are. Let me precise one thing. We are not in. We are close to Alba. We are in Piobesi, and I want to also tell you this. It's a little chateau, Tenuta Garretta. I guess it's a.
So you can visit.
We have a, yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of people from Norway come in because we have a hotel.
Ah.
We have a boutique hotel with 10 rooms. We have inside the winery, we have a one-star Michelin restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah, with Flavio Costa, the chef. Then we are the only one. This is another niche things that Tenuta Garretta is proud to show. We are the only winery in the region to have. We have 2.6 hectares in this important vineyard, which is Canubi, but we are the only one to have the restaurant on the top of the hill called Locanda in Canubi. And
I know where Tenuta, Canubi
exactly.
Is.
Yeah. It belongs to Tenuta Garretta. You can see because the vineyard just down there. So we have 2.6 hectares there. Yes.
So we can tell all our listeners that if you are wondering where to go next
if
year.
If you're hungry.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, just sometimes it's, I try to explain because, of course, we try to explain what we do, what we have. But when we have people there, it will be the best things because you can see and live, enjoy what we try to do, or what we do every day. That's the important things.
But we have to focus on the wine.
Yeah.
And today it's the Barbera.
Yes.
With a bird on it.
Yes.
The famous bird wine.
Yes.
Why is it a bird on the bird?
Yeah, actually, this is an historical label of the winery, which is the Fasan, the bird.
Yeah.
And this is a very old label from us, because the Fasan, you have to know, that was the bird that all the aristocratic family, they used to have inside their estates. So we decided to bring back in on the label as a very representative, a classic wine from Maas. On the Barbera, we are really, you know, don't forget one important thing. Eduardo Miroglio, Franco Miroglio, the family Miroglio, they are from Alba. They grow with this wine. Yeah, every time I spoke with Eduardo, and he always say to me, yeah, when I was little, we used to drink every day or Barbera or Dolcetto. So it's an important part of us. It's, I think we can say definitely that it's the grape that represent the tradition of the region and the tradition of the family of Miroglio. That's why we pay a lot of attention for this wine. And today we try to bring on the market in the Norway. We work with this wine since quite a long time, and we try to bring this main characteristic of the wine, which is it has to be the Barbera d'Alba, the everyday wine in a very positive sense, freshness, fruitiness, drinkability, wine which is fantastic for different things, you know. You can drink it very versatile. You can drink in a totally different way.
We're going to taste it in a little moment.
Yeah.
But can you tell me or us about the vintage, the 24 vintage?
Well, 24 actually was, for us, we, together with our party, we were very happy to give an important style of the wine, the sense that, first of all, the vintage after some years is the 124 that is going back to the regular one. Imagine that because we had the regular rain, even if we had some rain during the harvest, which create a little bit of problem, but compared to the previous year was finally the year where we get back
the water.
The water. Yes. Imagine we had the water. Imagine we had from, if I remember well now, from April to let's say end of June, the same amount of water that the previous year we had in 1 year. So just to give you, so in that sense, we bring back the freshness, which we in the last years we miss a little bit, and we were so happy. And we took this opportunity together to bring this new vintage. We try to give much more richness. We use for this wine, you can see on the ones you will test, we use really 80% of the wine in doesn't touch wood, only stainless steel tanks, and we use only 20% part, which is, goes in oak, just to give you a little bit of smoothness, but very, very pleasant. So to preserve more the fruit and the freshness.
Is 24 one of the best years, or is it an average year, or is it how do you put it on the scale? If one of the listeners now go to the Monopoly and taste this wine, is that what is this a benchmark by Barbera? Is this what you want to have an expression?
I think it's in that sense, I would not say the best vintage for but it's a regular vintage, which Barbera needs. You know, the Barbera, it's a wine that needs it needs water. Because you need the main characteristic of the Barbera is the acidity.
Yeah.
So if you lose this, of course, you can be in trouble.
You get the acidity with water and
Freshness. Yeah. Of course, with not hot temperature. So 2024 in that sense is absolutely, I would not say it's the best vintage, but it's the vintage.
But I was in Piemont last year in August, and it was pretty hot.
It was hot, but we had also rain.
Yeah,
it was hot, but frankly speaking, it's in the last years, it's become more and more normal hot temperature. That's why it's okay. We are used to. We can do. We choose some. Even strategically, we made some decision that it helps. As I told you before, for example, when we bought in Altalanga, we decided to go on the Nerd exposure for this reason, you know, to keep the same things. Now we start to consider also some Nerd exposure on planting, blah, 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 to compensate. So we have to be conscious that climate change. And what is very good for us, as we work only with our own vineyard and we can control everything. So in that sense, we can, let's say, act in a great way to, let's say, solve out this problem in that sense, you know. So
we have done a lot of explaining about the background of the wine. I think it's time to taste it.
To taste and talk about the wine, yes.
Yeah, and so why don't you tell us what we should be looking for or try to smell and taste?
Yeah, the freshness that you can see on the nose, the fruit, fresh fruit, which is fantastic on this wine. And what I really believe, which is as a nice on the nose, you have sherry, you have somewhere also some bit of strawberry, bit of prune. But what I found fantastic on this wine, that sense is, which we are proud of, to preserve the identity of the wine, to keep that kind of freshness. You don't forget one important thing that I'm telling you also for the audience, for the people. Barbera is the most planted grape all around the region, but also in Italy. It was absolutely the grape of the farmer, because of this great freshness. Historically, they used to have that wine bring to work in the land, because it was the wine to clean up the mouths and to make them eat and get enough energy to work. So what I'm so proud that we're still going on this direction in a moderate way, because that year was a bit extreme. Because we want to believe and we want to people understand very well the wine is so important for with the food. We enjoy the wine, of course. We love the wine. We drink wine, of course. But to really understand the potential and the importance of the wine it's amazing to enjoy with the food.
And what type of food do you want to
make the barbara
here?
In that case, the barbara in that case is a very
it's an all-rounder.
Yeah, it's a magic, because I always say to my friend, you know, I have a lot of friends that work in different fields, so they always call me as I'm in the wine business since many years. What I drink with this, what I drink with that. Well, some them, they are foreign people, so they have not only, they don't cook all Italian food, but also Asian food or other food from the world. And so they call me, what I do with this? When I have doubt, I don't know what to do yet, go on the Barbera, man. You enjoy. You will be magically happy. And everybody enjoy. And the, what is fantastic with the Barbera, and for the, in that sense, for us, we pay a lot of attention to preserve always this, that you enjoy a lot of food.
Yes.
You keep going in a nice way.
In Norway, we have this Christmas tradition with lutefisk. It's a cod that is beaten to death, basically. But and Barbera and cod. Excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I tell you something more, if I can. I'm sure you already are on that. But for example, in summertime, I love to drink the Barbera, especially the 2024 with this beautiful freshness. A bit chilly. It's beautiful.
It's in the fridge.
So beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful.
You are not allowed to brag too much about your wine, because that's the job for Kjell Gabriel and I. Kjell Gabriel,
yes.
How do you find this wine? We listen to this guy now rambling about everything around it, but it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and the cool thing is that Norwegians, we are drinking more and more Barbera. I think it's the most sold wine from Italy at the moment, and it's so you can use it, like I said, to everything from fish to barbecue to chilled in the refrigerator, whatever. But it's the freshness, it's the coolness, and it's easy drinking. It's have some spicy notes, but it's not full of tannins, so you're drying up your mouth. You have the freshness and the acidity, and it's an easy wine to be friend with early.
That's a very, very good description,
good?
I think.
Yeah, I
very
think that good. Was really good.
Personally, I find the nose very intriguing, with all the berries, all the red fruits that Enzo told us about, and it match up with what you get in the mouth afterwards.
Yeah. So I always say pizza pasta to this, the two piece.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, a good pizza.
But the end, did you enjoy? That's what I.
Yeah.
That's a very important point.
Yeah,
it's very hard to say no when the guy is sitting straight. Right,
do you like it? Do you like it? Yeah.
No, but actually, it's a very nice, nice friendship to start with a Fessen labeled Barbera.
Yep.
And can we just before we wrap it up? Do you have any other animals on your etiquettes?
No.
It's only the pheasant.
That is the only one, because it was the representative one. That's why we decided to bring. We discovered this with the family and with the winemaker, because we changed the label some years ago. So we decided it was a very classic label. We used to have a very classic label. So with the winemaker and Eduardo and Franco, we found some old bottle that we used to have in our cellar with the Fasan. So I said, why we don't use this? It's a classic range, most very representative. So we have, we use the Fasan for our classic range where we produce Barbera, Dolcetto, and different expression, of course, of the traditional Piedmont.
So you can't go wrong. Yeah, you look for the bird.
Look for the bird. And the cool thing is that this is in the monopoly in category 5 or something. So it's basically in a lot of shops. So
yeah, you can find it almost everywhere.
Yeah. Good to know. Thank you so much for coming to Norway and bring some good wine. We love that. Tom?
Yeah, thank you very much for attending our show, and I'm sure that the public outside listening to this will appreciate your very truly description of your wine estate.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate for your. I really enjoy your time here today with you, and thank you again for the invitation. And I hope next step that we try our wine in Piedmont.
I hear boutique hotel, Michelin star restaurant.
You know, so, usually when after this word, usually people, they call me back. Don't worry. I will wait for your call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for
Skal
everything.
Skal vi rappe det opp litt på norsk?
Vi rapper, det er jeg god på, gammel rapper. Caretta Barbera d'Alba 2024 den vi har smakt. Koster 169,90 på Polet, og da i kategori 5, så den inne på en drøssevis med Pol, så dette her bør ikke være vanskelig å få tak I hvis du synes at dette her spennende. Og som jeg nevnte på utenlandsk her I sted, så jo Barbera virkelig vinn når det gjelder norske gann. Det det vi drikker mest av fra Italia, så vi i riktig rute her, Tom. Vi er moderne og trendy.
Jeg tror vi I riktig rute, og jeg vil bare legge til at det var ikke bare noe vi fant på når vi sa at dette her var en veldig likandes vin. Den som du sa, den lett å like, lett ja. Å drikke. Og til den prisen så det jo noe som folk kanskje burde kjøpe inn et par tre stykker og eksperimentere litt med temperatur og sånne ting.
Men som han sa, altså sett den I kjøleskapet og la den være kald og deilig og bare ha den der. Altså drit I vinskap. Kjøp inn på et sett I kjøleskapet. Altså dette her, mens du lager mat, kan du stå og fjolle litt med litt fasan vin, så du innenfor.
Så trodde du det var promotert I vinskap? Jeg kjøper.
Jo, men du trenger, jeg har vinskap. Det kjempefint.
Og det du trenger ikke det til den her. Vet du hva, vi runder av. Jeg runder av fra Drinkfeed, Tom Amirati Løvås heter jeg.
Og jeg heter Kjell Gabriel Henriks. Tusen takk for oppmerksomheten, og ha en magisk dag videre.